you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Hi, I'm Mark Creedon, and welcome to the very first edition of the Mastermind for Business podcast, where every week, myself and my special guests are going to show you how you can build a business, the one that you've always wanted, the one that doesn't rely anywhere near as much on you as yours probably does right now. I've got a pretty simple test for that. Can you take 6 weeks out of your business and there's either more or as much money in the bank when you come back as when you went away? Because for most people in business or professional practice, that is the answer to that is absolutely not. In fact, I was having a chat with somebody just the other day. We were talking about that very point. And he said, no, I can get away from my business for probably 2 weeks at a time. If you can only get away from your business for 2 weeks, you've probably got more of a job than a business. And in this podcast, we're going to show you how to change that. So looking forward to the ride. Let's kick off our very first episode. I want to talk about the 3 to 5 things that you should be working on in your business. Let's talk about the biggest mistake that I see small to medium enterprises, small to medium businesses making. And you know, it's probably not what you think. It's not tracking the numbers. It's not hiring the wrong people, although goodness, they are amazingly important components of it. You've got to know your numbers. You've got to know what's going on in your business. You absolutely must know your numbers. And of course, you have to employ the right people, but they're not the biggest and most common mistake that I see people making. The most common mistake that I see people making is working on and then ultimately fixing the wrong things in their business. So something goes wrong in the business, and because they haven't maintained a way of monitoring and then working on the right things, they then fix the wrong things. Let's use racing cars as an example. I was watching the Netflix series, I think it's Born to Drive, about Formula One. And obviously, they monitor an amazing number of things. I'm going to come back to that. But imagine that you've got a racing car and it's always coming second or third. You just can't get to that central position on the podium and get to number one. So if you weren't tracking the right things in that car and in that team, there's a bunch of things that you might do. You might replace the tires. You might retune the engine. You might sack the engineer or the mechanic, or you might even sack the driver. But all along, it might have been that you were carrying too much fuel. In other words, your fuel strategy wasn't right. And so there was way too much weight in the vehicle because of the fuel that you were carrying. And that's why you're not winning the races. And I see that happening in small business all the time, where people assume what's going wrong. They haven't been monitoring the vitally important things in the business. And so they end up fixing the wrong things. And that's what I want to fix for you. I can give you a real world example. I was working with a mortgage broker, and he said to me, I've got this bottleneck in my business, and the bottleneck is actually with my brokers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to employ 2 new brokers. And I went, hang on, let's just slow down a little bit and see what's really going on in the business. And when we pulled it apart, we discovered that it wasn't the brokers. Sure, the bottleneck was with the brokers, but it wasn't because the brokers couldn't push through the broking. It was because they were caught up on so many admin tasks. So rather than employing 2 new brokers, we simply employed 1 office manager, and suddenly the whole bottleneck just freed up. Things became so much better. Because we weren't monitoring the right things, we went about fixing the wrong things. So let's go back to that racing car analogy. If you look at, say, Formula One, for example, you know that, you know, they carry around semi-trailer loads of equipment. There's computers and there's dozens of people monitoring absolutely everything. You know, they measure the road temperature, the tire temperature, the driver temperature, the cabin temperature. They measure so many things. But they don't send all of those measurements to the driver. Imagine the driver driving around the track at a couple of hundred kilometers an hour and trying to decipher, you know, 50 points of measurement or 50 things that are being monitored for his vehicle and for the team. What they do is they provide the driver with 3 to 5 really important components: his position, his lap speed, the lap speed of their closest competitor, distance to the person in front of them, how many laps to go, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really only a few things they let them know. And so that is you, because you are driving your business. The mistake that I see people make is either they kind of monitor nothing, in which case they're going to keep trying to change the tires or change the driver or, you know, sack the mechanic or fix the wrong things, or they monitor so much that it's impossible for them to keep their head over it. And that was what was going on for my mortgage broker. He was monitoring so much, it was impossible for him to actually work out what he needed to focus on. So as the driver of your business, there's really only 3 to 5 things that you should be focusing on. If you get them right, you're going to be able to monitor what's happening in your business, understand when there's a problem, improve it, but most importantly, work on the right things and fix the right things in your business. I'm going to share with you it's what we call 5 drivers, by the way. Ironically, we're talking about driving fast cars, but it's what we call the 5 drivers because they are the 5 things that truly drive what's going on for you. And they are the 5 things that you need to focus on. You can get reports on all the other things. You can have other information come to you on a regular basis. But these are the 5 things that you should be focusing on. I'm going to share with you my 5, the 5 drivers for me and my business. And it may just surprise you because there's going to be some things there that you would think, yep, that makes sense. But there's also going to be some things that you would think, yeah, I'm a little bit surprised about that. So here they are. The number one thing that I monitor in my business is my leads, my pipeline, right? Because my pipeline is my lifeline. That's how I know how my business is going to perform in the future, based on the amount of work that's coming in. Number one is my pipeline. Number 2 is my conversion. And because what I don't want to be doing is spending money in order to get leads and then waste them. Filling a leaky bucket makes no sense. So the number 2 thing I look at is, in terms of the leads that I've got coming into my business, how many of those become clients? What is my conversion rate? Number 3 is my retained profit. At the end of the day, you went into business for a number of reasons. And the most common reasons that I see is people want to make more money, they want to have more time, and they want to have more control or more freedom. Usually what happens, unfortunately, is they end up making more money, but they sacrifice the time, control, and freedom. And so they end up becoming a bit of a slave to their business. And that's exactly what this podcast is designed to do. It's designed to help you to implement simple strategies every week. Can help you to get out of that. And these are the things that we teach clients in our Mastermind Business Accelerator program. So, number 1, the pipeline, number of leads. Number 2, conversion. Number 3, retained profit. It's the last 2 that may surprise you a little bit. In Mastermind, we talk about the concept of working in your genius. Now, that's not me having a big head thinking I'm a genius. It's actually working out what are the areas that I should be working on in the business that are going to bring the highest and best return on my time, right? Time is money. Cash flow follows your calendar. And all I mean by that is where I spend my time is going to determine the amount of money that comes into the business. So if I can focus on the areas that are the highest and best return, in other words, the areas that are going to bring the best return for my time investment into the business, but there's another factor there. It also has to be something you enjoy. Because if it's just about, you know, the highest and best return on your time, then you might as well just go and get yourself a really highly paid job doing those things that are highest and best return. Because if it's not something that you are enjoying, then you're missing a critical factor. And one of the critical factors as to why you probably started your own business or professional practice in the first place. So, quick recap. Number 1, leads. Number 2, conversion. Number 3, retained profit. Number 4, the amount of time every month that I spend working in my genius, because I know that when I work in my genius, I'm going to improve my business. I also know that when you work in your genius and you don't get bogged down, you're going to feel better, you're going to feel happier, you're going to feel more motivated, and your business and the people around you are going to improve as a direct result. You know yourself when you're doing the things you love to do and you know that they're bringing the best results into the business, whether it's because it's generating business or because it's looking after your clients or because it's looking after your team, the things that you know that bring about the best results, you know that the more time you spend doing those, the better the return, the better everybody feels, and so the better the outcomes for your business. So that's number four, right? The amount of time every month that I spend in my genius. Number five is the amount of free days I have. How many free days in a month do I actually get to enjoy? Free days, by the way, free days is not about, oh, I'll do a little bit of work and then I'll take a bit of time out and I'll do a bit more work in the afternoon. Free days are days when you don't work. You don't think about work. You don't work. You don't talk about work. You don't plan for work, right? It's days where you actually stop, recharge, and get time out of your business. They are the five drivers that I focus on. They may work for you. You may have an entirely different set of five drivers. But what we know is this: the racing car driver cannot focus on the 100 or 200 factors that are being monitored in his or her car or within the team. But the racing driver can focus on five things that are really going to improve the performance. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on those five things. There's three components to this. It's what we call the five drivers, right? And there's three components to it. Number one, work out what they are. So identify them. Identify what are the five drivers that are going to drive you personally. By the way, this doesn't have to be set in stone. So you can sit down today and go, here are the five things that I think drive me. And let's revisit it in a month or 2 months or a quarter. I look at mine probably every quarter and I pull it as it's still working for me. It tends to work. I know when something's wrong in the business. Generally, it'll be around one of those five things. And I can then tap into that and work out. And that way I know that I'm working on the right things, right? I'm fixing the right things. So number one is identify. Number two is to give yourself a score. See, if I was to ask you how business was and you went, oh, it's okay, or it's really good, or it's pretty ordinary, hopefully it's not the last one. But if it is, then this podcast is exactly where you need to be. Right now, you are where you need to be. The problem with that sort of a general answer, it doesn't really give us a concept of what's going on. So that's why I believe in scaling questions. So number two is to give yourself a score, 1 to 5. 1 is rubbish, 5 is great. And then number three is to come up with one strategy, just one strategy for each driver that you're going to work on in the next 30 days to improve that score. Let's talk about improving the score for a minute, because all we want to do is just move that score just a small amount. If it's at a 3, we don't want to go from a 3 to a 5. We want to go from a 3 to a 3.5. Because that, in fact, is a massive score. I'm going to give you a simple example. If I said to you, you need to improve your business, your retained profit by 50%, that would be a huge task, right? But the reality is, if your retained profit is currently 20% and you take it to 30%, it's not a 10% improvement. It's actually a 50% improvement in the retained profit in your business. And so that's why we don't want to, in terms of our mindset and our focus, the way that the story that we tell ourselves and the world, the way we look at the world, we don't want to focus on trying to improve things by 50%. We simply want to move that dial from a 3 to a 3.5. If we get that right, then we're going to incrementally improve the business. Small movements of that needle will bring about big results in your business. Quick recap. Number one, identify what the five things are. Number two, give yourself a score on them. Number three, just come up with one thing for each of those five drivers that you can work on in the next, say, 30, 60, 90 days, one thing for each of them that you're going to improve. By the way, doesn't mean that you need to actually do it. These are things that you can delegate, and we'll talk a lot more about delegation in coming episodes of the Mastermind for Business podcast. That is the five drivers. Pick up those five drivers. You're going to find that you're working on the right things, and more importantly, you're fixing the right things in your business. Hey, I'm Mark Creedon. Thank you for joining me for the very first episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. Every week, we're going to be spending time with you, with me, with my special guests, and we're going to be talking about all of the things that you can do step by step to get you to have the business that you deserve, one that is far less reliant on you. I'm really excited and looking forward to it. We'll chat next week.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com. See what's possible.today.